just insult really like the hair.
Hi, I'm Sydney. Welcome to the Forbidden Cities, a Keeper of the Lost Cities podcast where JC and I talk about Keeper of the Lost Cities books, theories, characters, ships, and more.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Welcome to episode 21, which you're clearly very prepared for.
So prepared.
Yes, episode 21 of the Forbidden Cities podcast. I'm JC.
I'm Sydney. And we are finally back. Do we sound older? Wait, was it really August last? Let me check.
Well, no, that was... The last time we released was the Fenton one. That was in November.
Oh, okay. Oh, and like before that, it was August.
Yeah, before that was August.
Last time it was just us was August. And then... Okay, so it hasn't been quite that long.
So sorry we've been away for so long. So, Sydney, would you like to explain where you have been?
I was joking before this to JC about how I don't know how to explain where I've been because there's been so much stuff, I just forget it all. But I graduated, finally. I'm out of high school and somewhat free. So, a lot of, since November, has been just trying to get everything together so that I could graduate, being homeschooled. It's all on me. If I don't do it, then I don't get to graduate. So, a lot of that kind of stuff happening, graduation parties, lots of, like, family trips, church trips. Unfortunately, my grandpa passed away this year, so that was a whole big thing. And, you know, we had to take care of my grandma and figure all that kind of stuff. Yep, and, yeah, just... all kinds of stuff. It's been a little hectic. And then trying to, you know, find ways to make money and learn to drive. Because we don't talk about that. But. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been, and like, especially coordinating schedules. Because I'll be like, oh, I'm free this Tuesday at 6 o'clock. And Sydney's like, this Tuesday at 6 o'clock, I will be leaving for a week. So it's like... everything has not been lining up. Literally, like, every time that I'm free enough to ask you, like, you know, someone emails and is like, hey, when is the podcast coming back?
I'm in Kentucky. Kentucky.
Yeah, so we've been busy, too. My family moved twice in the past year, so... once to, like, a different city, and once within the city, and I got a full-time job this summer, and so I've been working 40-ish hours a week.
I've seen JC once this summer.
Yeah. For context, we don't see anybody. Also, just a heads up, if during this podcast there's, like, a really loud thunder sound, it might be thunder because there's a storm. It also might be my sister getting home from work because I'm, again, sitting in the garage. She's going to get home. She's going to open the garage. It's going to make a thunder sound. So that will happen soon. Our new plan as far as releasing episodes, because we have we have not held up the every other week or whatever it was that we said. But that's obviously just... with schedules not always possible. So like
JC said, even when one of us is free, the other isn't. Right. And then also with prep, as you'll see later, we are kind of throwing things together on the fly just because we don't have enough time to focus completely on the podcast like we did back in 2020 when everything was shut down and we didn't have to go places. So
there's no guaranteed schedule, but we're going to try to record things ahead of time and release at least maybe once a month-ish. It's going to be really as money allows, because basically, with our subscription to our podcast host, Buzzsprout, who will not pay me for saying that I'm hosted by them, because we're not important enough for that. But with Buzzsprout, there's a few different plans, and, you know, it's kind of coming out of my personal funds, and we weren't really getting any income from the podcast, and it was fine at first because I wasn't paying for anything, but now I'm paying college tuition, which is not cheap. So basically I have to switch the plan on Buzzsprout, which just means I have to pay a little bit less monthly, but then to release an episode there's like an additional charge that I didn't used to get. It's an extra thing now. So now I have opened up a GoFundMe.
This is JC interjecting through my not awesome computer microphone that it is not a GoFundMe. It is under the website Buy Me a Coffee. If you look in our link tree under our Instagram, you can find the link to Buy Me a Coffee. And if you don't have Instagram, you can always email me and I can send you that link. But yeah, it's totally up to you if you want to sponsor the show through the Buy Me a Coffee link.
Anytime we get $15, that is enough for us to release an episode. And anytime we get $5, that's enough for us to keep the podcast up for a month. And that just makes it where I can still keep the podcast up and keep it on the servers and then also pay for my college. Because if I do get to the end of my own, like, personal funds, like paying for tuition and then, you know, the inflation tuition, who knows what that's going to be, and then I don't have anything left in my bank account, I literally won't be able to keep the podcast on the servers, and they will delete all of our episodes, and we'll have to start over.
Yeah, so did you know about this when we started using that?
Yeah, all servers are like that. Some of them are a little bit more expensive up front, so some of them you can pay, like, a $500 premium, and then it's not going to delete it at all, ever, but I, you know, can't afford a $500 premium either, so.
Way in the future, yeah. Uh-huh. And we never really planned to have to do anything to monetize it when we started, right? Because we lived close to each other. We thought I might go to college with her, which almost happened, but not really. And so this is kind of like us throwing together, okay, we want to keep doing this. We don't have that much time to do it. You know, we have to use something online in order to keep going. And so having to use it online, we also have to pay money. So it wasn't planned, but it happened, and that's
another thing that we are going to try to start doing as well to try to monetize is we do have a YouTube channel. So again, if you look in that link tree, you'll see a link to our YouTube channel. I think it's literally the second one. If you see that, if you can tap that, if you can go, if you subscribe, there will be content coming out on that YouTube channel soon. More details will be coming on the channel. So if you want to know more about it, you gotta go there, you gotta subscribe, and there will be little announcements, there will be fun shorts, there will be just lots of fun stuff coming up very soon. My siblings will probably be featured in some of it because I have them around all the time and they're crazy. So if you want to see some cool stuff and then also, you know, hopefully support our show if we can get enough subscribers over there, then that's an easy way to do it that won't cost you anything.
And even if you go on there, comment, or, like, leave a video playing, anything of that sort, same for Pinterest and Instagram, everything you do helps us to be able to,
to monetize.
To monetize, but also to grow big enough to where the effort we're putting into the podcast is worthwhile.
Yeah, if that so makes it keeps getting sense. Shared to other people, people see it, and it's like, oh, this is an important thing. Other people should hear about this. Mm-hmm. So, in the end,
every time we get an email, it's so like, okay, we're talking over each other again. But every time we get an email, it's like, oh, they care about us. We actually do need to record.
Yeah. And it just kind of It really is what inspires us to.
Any comments, any sharing, anything like that helps a lot. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You were saying, JC?
And then the other thing, because Cindy mentioned it, but the Pinterest. We do have a Pinterest page as well. You can go on there, you can follow it. I don't know how often, she mostly does the Pinterest, even though I probably could do it. I just don't log on there very much. So, Cindy updates that, puts our memes there, all that stuff. Apparently,
anytime
there has
we
been...
post...
Yeah, wait, go ahead.
Huh? No, you go ahead first.
Apparently there's been a lot of circulation of memes, and they've, like, they've come back around, and Sydney's sister has come up to her and been like, Sydney, look at this meme, and Sydney's like, I made that meme.
Mm-hmm. There's also been times that our memes have appeared on other pages without credit, and I've been like, okay. So if you see any of those, you know, just,
defend our memes.
Yes, we don't mind that, honestly, just credit. Yeah. But anyway... I was going to say something. What was I going to say? This happens all the time. Anytime we make a meme on the, you know, that we post on the Forbidden Cities memes Instagram, I'm going to try to put it on Pinterest as well. And cool. I know we've been dead this whole
year.
But we're trying to come back. And so if you want to see that kind of content, just head over there.
Yeah. And, the meme should be coming back. I'm going to be, hopefully... able to create more of those two. Sydney's going to work on some of those too, because she's thinking about rereading the series, so
mm-hmm.
we will have freshly Keeper of the Lost City'd minds.
Yep.
Just in time.
Really, the whole hard part is scheduling and preparation. Yeah. When we actually sit down to record a podcast, it's a breeze. It's just we have to have preparation, know what we're talking about, and then we also have to find a time to sit down.
Yeah.
So.
But, all of this beginning stuff said, Sydney, is there anything else that we need to say about the details?
I don't think so. Just you guys are inspiration. So when you share, when you comment, when you email us, even though it doesn't, it just goes straight to us. That helps us a lot to know that this is something we should invest in our time in.
That was another thought that I lost. Yes, emailing really, really, really does, push us to continue recording. And in a second, I'm actually going to go through a lot of emails and reviews and stuff that people left. And, I just want to kind of mention them because these people really did help. Like, I would scroll through these and I'd be like, okay, they do care. They do miss us. We got to get back and we got to record more. We're pretty sure that one of our friends actually donated, and that's why we're able to do this episode, because I'm pretty sure it was Lily, the one who was on our last podcast episode. I'm pretty sure
Unless,
she donated.
If there's another Lily who donated, and it's not you, Lily, then please let us know.
Yeah, let us know if it was somebody else, but she spells her name in a way that most people don't spell Lily. So I was like, maybe? But yeah, whoever it is, thank you so much. And it's because of you that we're making this episode. Because, funding be tight right now. Alright, so, I don't know if I've read... No, I couldn't have read this one because this was in 2022. And we have not made an episode in 2022 yet. But, this is from Nevaeh. And she said, I love your podcast. It makes me want to read Keeper of the Lost City so many more times. And still waiting for Stellan to come out. I love your podcast so much. And I was wondering if you did shoutouts or if you still do it. Would love to hear back from you. Hi, Nevaeh. I emailed you. I know. But
I love your name. That is so cool.
It is a really pretty name. I think I worked with someone named Nevaeh at one point, and I was always like, I love that. And it's actually, I think, heaven backwards. So,
yeah,
it's very cool. Yeah. I didn't know that until someone else told me. I didn't figure that out myself.
Wow.
But yes, Stellan. We will be talking about that later. So apparently there's, stuff that's come out about it. I barely even knew the title. I don't know how I knew the title.
Yes.
I think I probably guessed the title and was just like, that's it. And then, I don't know, I was like, Sydney, we probably should react to something about Stellan. And she was like, oh, yeah, there's things. And I did not know there were things, but we'll talk about that later.
JC hasn't even seen the cover, so we're going to get her live reaction. I barely looked at the cover, so this is going to be kind of my reaction, too. I just know, I have a general picture, but I can't tell you anything about it because I barely looked. It has been hectic, y'all.
Anyway. Let's see, another email from Cassie. She sent some different Spotify playlists, and I went through and listened to them, and they're kind of inspired, she said, by our theme song episode, and that just made me happy, because I was like, these people are, so excited about our theme song episode that they're going and, creating all of these, and I'm pretty sure I went and I, liked the playlist, and I should be following her, but I will double-check that later and make sure that the Forbidden Cities account is following her, but yeah, you should be able to, if you want to find inspired... I actually looked this up recently. If you want to find playlists inspired by the theme song episode, look it up on Spotify. There are several, and it makes me happy. It's very sweet.
Yeah.
Is
the link to our Spotify in the link tree?
Yes. Yeah, it's in there.
Okay.
There are actually multiple. What were you going to say?
Is our link tree on our Spotify, or is it just on our Instagram?
I think it's just on the...
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, my name is Oscar, and I'm the host of the Potter Discussion Podcast. The Potter Discussion is the ultimate Harry Potter podcast, discussing everything from Harry Potter, Fantastic Beasts, and the entire Wizarding World fandom. This isn't your everyday Harry Potter podcast, because we have regular, in-depth discussions about obscure and fascinating topics. So if you enjoy in-depth character breakdowns, Harry Potter quizzes, and you are a Harry Potter super fan, this podcast is for you. Search for the Potter Discussion Podcast in your favorite podcast app or click the link to learn more.
Instagram, because I don't know how to put it on Spotify.
I bet there's a way. We should look at that. But
yeah, we can do that later. But yeah, there are a couple of different links. There's a link to our Spotify, like the main interface. There's also a link directly to the Orly playlist and a link to the character playlist that Sydney made. So yeah, you can go to any of those, whatever you're specifically looking for.
Yes, and remember, on our character playlist, some of those are from JC's little siblings. So just,
some of those are just on there because it's funny. I think the grumpy old troll is on there. So it's an inside joke. If like a random person was listening to this playlist, they'd be like, "What?" Then it's because you have to know. Like you have to be an insider. You have to go listen to the whole episode.
Yep.
Anyways, the next email that we got was from, I assume it's a pen name, but Leia Skywalker is the pen name, so you know who you are. They said, this is really random, but I would love a bonus episode of the podcast dedicated to Percy Jackson. Sydney, we gotta do it. I would love it. I love those books, and it'd be cool to hear you guys talk about them. Read them a long time ago, and I think I only read one of the series, but sure, I would love to do an episode talking about those, like,
See, maybe it's just me, but I feel like, JC, at some point, haven't we toyed with the idea of doing a podcast where we could just talk about anything, or was that just in my head?
No, we have.
So,
we've talked about that.
If that's something you guys would like, let us know.
Let us know if you want us to expand it.
A little spinoff. Yeah.
That would be fun. Let's see. What else? Also random. This is continuing the same email. Also random, but I noticed that y'all have talked about Keeper of the Lost Cities, Percy Jackson, and Star Wars, all of which I love. I was wondering if y'all had any other books that you would recommend that are similar. If not, that's totally okay. I hope everything's going well in y'all's lives, and I'm waiting patiently for your next episode. So, I said, whenever I responded to the email, I think I said the Wingfeather Saga. It's kind of similar.
Okay.
It's really good.
We're thinking on the same path, because I was like, yes, I can promote the Wingfeather Saga. Okay, JC showed me the Wingfeather Saga when we were kids, and it was my original obsession before Keeper of the Lost Cities. And it holds up today. Like, if you like really, really good storytelling, read the Wingfeather Saga. It's not the same vibe as Keeper. It's more of like, how do you describe
that? Yes, I feel like more like, yeah, it's like a little more to the Lord of the Rings vibe.
But it's not nearly as hard to read.
Right.
It's like they say on they're coming out with an animated version of it. And they say on the little commercial for the animated version that it's Lord of the Rings meets Princess Bride. So I would say Lord of the Rings meets Princess Bride meets Narnia, because it has some of that really deep morality in it. Yeah. But I adore it. Those Keeper of the Lost Cities and the Wingfeather Saga are tied for me. Honestly, I might love the Wingfeather Saga a little bit more. It just doesn't have as big of a fandom.
So. Right.
And so it doesn't have, it also has been finished, so it doesn't have anything to theorize about, really, just to talk about. But I adore it.
What else is there? I cannot stress this enough. Sydney is deeply obsessed with Wingfeather Saga.
It's beautiful.
I got her into it, and she's far more obsessed than I am. I love
Andrew
it, too.
Peterson's writing is just so...
It is really good.
It's the thing that, like, made me want to write. Keeper of the Lost Cities made me more interested in plot and characters, but just the writing in the Wingfeather Saga, and I love it so much. Anyway.
Who was the author that I recently found that had really pretty, like, prose?
It wasn't the John Green that everybody knows. Yours was, like, John something Green.
John Mark
and
Green.
I was like, oh.
Okay.
Not the Crash Course guy. John Mark, not John Michael.
John Mark Green. So this is not the one who wrote The Fault in Our Stars or, like, Paper Towns. Like, that's a different guy. The guy, John Mark Green, who I recently discovered, he just has really pretty prose. And I don't know, man. I especially like people who are like have a very similar like temperament and like personality, you will die. This will crush you, I promise. So the book is called She Had a Very Inconvenient Heart, and then the only other book it has under his name is called Taste the Wild Wonder, and it's a book of poems, which I will now be reading because I didn't know it was poetry, but and I really like poetry, and it has really high ratings on everything. So, oh no, the toy's singing again. Anyways, yes, John Martin Green, fabulous, amazing. I recommend it very much. Mm-hmm. This is a very long rabbit trail answer to that question, and I'm going to figure out what's doing that noise before I
hold on.
Break it
I'm trying to think of other books that I love. Harry Potter is a classic. Of course. I really like this book called Inkheart that's really famous. Did you ever read the Lunar Chronicles, Jaycee?
I didn't.
Okay. Lunar Chronicles, it has more heavy romance, so be aware. Not like, there can be a lot, there's definitely a lot heavier romance. I read the Lunar Chronicles a while ago. It's definitely a similar vibe to Keeper of the Lost Cities, like a similar writing style. But I liked it. I think I read it when I was 13 or 14, so the romance might actually not be that heavy. I just don't remember because
you
I was younger.
You remember it as that, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I like that one.
I don't know, Mysterious Benedict Society. I liked that one a lot whenever I read it.
That one's good. Just the Wingfeather Saga, 100%.
Mainly and that.
Yes, thing about the Wingfeather Saga, too, is the first book is the slower one. It was the first book the author had ever written. In comparison to the rest of the series, that one takes place in a limited location, while the rest of the series take place in a very broad location.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you read the first book, and you're like, I don't know, trust me, the vibe changes. The, like, aesthetic changes throughout the series, and it's so beautiful. I love it. Okay.
I also really liked The Unwanteds.
Oh, yeah. I haven't read that in years, but I loved it when I was younger.
I really liked it, yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of things we're missing. Percy Jackson is good.
100 Cupboards.
I never finished that one.
I liked it. I actually really liked that one.
See, when I read that one and I was younger, that one creeped me out. I was like...
I kind of like creepy stuff.
A little scared. I have a recommendation. Okay. Ooh. Airborne by Kenneth Opal. Have you read it, Jaycee?
No.
Oh my goodness. Okay, this one is, to me, the perfect adventure book. This author, he's famous for another series he wrote about bats or something, but I read this book every year when I go to the beach. It's kind of a twist on the classic pirate story, and the ship is so cute, and, like, I love the characters, and it's just a good, solid book. I just picked it up because it's in my floor. I love that one. And then, what else was I thinking
for a second? I thought you were going to say, you said I read this book every, I thought you were going to say day, and I was like, that's dedication.
Every day. Wow. Be like, yeah, it's my Bible. I read it. Like, why don't you have a podcast about that book? But, I also have just started getting into Brandon Sanderson, and I really liked Mistborn. That's the only one I've read by him, but I really liked it, and I want to read the next few books. So, that's very all over the place because we said some YA, we said some middle grade.
Yeah.
All that, but
there's
yeah.
probably something you like in there.
I'm reading Lord of the Rings right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's fun because I've never watched the movies. I kind of made myself not watch them, so I have no idea what's happening or, like, what's coming next. Uh-huh. It's like they're just coming out for me. It's fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. But yeah, I forget what I read until someone mentions it, and they're like, oh yeah, I read that, I love it! But, yeah.
Oh, another one, this is probably the last thing I'll say, I'm sorry. And this one is a bit heavier reading, but if you like C.S. Lewis style a lot, because I really liked the Narnia series, his space trilogy is really good, and the second one, Perelendra, is like one of the best. It's like, recognized as one of the best books of all time. However, it is very difficult reading, so, you know, strap
yourself in. I didn't
think
it was that bad. I haven't read that one. I read the one before it. I really want to read those. Yeah.
Yeah. The first one is, like, Out of the Silent Planet, I think.
Mm-hmm. I read that one. I just haven't read the next few.
Yeah. Perelendra is the best one. The third one, I don't remember the name of it, but it's I didn't finish it. I don't think I ever finished the third book, but it was good. It's just very hard to read, especially if you're completely used to middle grade stuff. But I do recommend it. Like, it's worth the extra time that it takes. Cool. All right. So the next one I have is, I don't know if there's a name here. No. Okay. So there's not a name, but the initials are SP. So whoever this is, you know who you are. From March.
Susan Pevensey.
Sure.
So wait, is that the guy in the Mysterious Benedict Society? Okay, sorry. Continue.
Anyways.
No, that's SQ.
Yeah. So the email. Okay, so I barely listened to those episodes. I know, so far behind, but I just had some ideas about the Forkel theory. So this is, I assume, the parent theories episode. That's the title of the email. Subject, that's the word. I never thought about it before, and I don't have the books on me, but the italicized I got me thinking, where Forkel was like, I am not your father. At the time where there were still two Forkels, it still could have been the other one or even one of his many identities, but it was also said before that the parents didn't know each other, so probably not. Also, I'm kind of one to base looks off of who it may be, and to me it's just weird that every adult male in the series has a squarish face, except Tyrgan. He's also a fairly powerful telepath. Him and Forkel could have shared the look because they knew the parents because Tyrgan is a parent. I kind of doubt the rest of the collective knows who the parents are. It was such a top secret project, and I feel like Jolene would have given the smallest hint at some point. That's probably true.
Wait, but how rewind. Being... Can you say that again a little slower?
Yeah. Where should I start?
After the squarish face part.
Okay. Tyrgan is also a fairly powerful telepath. Him and Forkel could have shared the look where they were like, you know, Sophie said something and then they, you know, it said specifically like they shared a look with each other. They could have shared the look because they know the parents because Tyrgan is a parent. Mm-hmm. I kind of doubt the rest of the collective knows who the parents are because it was such a top secret project and I feel like Jolene would have given a hint at some point.
Gotcha.
But how would being a parent affect the Lost Cities? I'm not certain, but he's pretty high up in the nobility, and if I'm remembering correctly, nobody knows that he's one of the collective members. Yes, that's true. Besides the people who are told. Also, everything he went through with Riley and Prentice, people would be a bit shocked. Sorry for the long email, had to get the thoughts out. Also, it's an they sent an image of Sophie next to Tyrgan and Orly, and then they said, I may see it because I want to, but yeah. And then, like, Sydney, we talked about this before, but, like,
yes,
the hair color, the skin tone, like, all of it is a perfect crossover of them, too.
Definitely. Okay, JC, do we ever say what our final theory is? Because my sister was listening the other day, and she was like, I kept telling her, wait until you hear about our final theory, wait until you hear about our final theory. And she was, like, saying that we never actually came to a conclusion in the parent theories episode. Did we ever?
Oh, not in the parent theories episode. We did it in the spoiler book one episode.
Okay.
Part two,
I think. We did talk about.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Because we were like, this is it. This is my theory.
So my sister, Kylie, because she's been on here, she was telling me that we had never said that, but apparently we did. So I just want to clear up for anyone who hasn't seen or heard the episode where we said we think it's Tyrgan.
Yeah.
However, there is the possibility, I suppose, that it could be the other Forkel, because Kylie was saying, what if it's the other Forkel, because of the whole eye. Yeah, I feel like we either disproved it or just declared it very unlikely in comparison to the overwhelming.
We disproved it because he said the parents don't know who the other parents are, and he knows that Orly is Sophie's mom.
Yeah, I guess the only way you could get around that is if you said, oh, maybe it was the other Forkel this whole time, you know. But
they both share memories, so.
Mm-hmm. Or there's also the Forkel lying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're right, they do share memories. Duh. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah.
So it's Tyrgan. There's no evidence against. That's the thing. It's like you can't find one thing. Nothing. Yep. Anyways, and he acts super suspicious, but we talk about that in our book one episode, so if you missed those, you gotta go, not the spoiler-free ones, the spoilery ones, those, you gotta listen.
Yep. Anyways. We really should somehow let people know that. I might need to post about it, Because yeah. people who are going to the Parent Theories episode are expecting us to come to a conclusion.
I could honestly just find, because I have the Parent Theory file saved on this flash drive in my hand that you can hear rattling, the sparkly one that's in pictures. But I can record a little thing of myself at the end of Parent Theories Part 2 and say, hey guys, to hear our updated opinion on the Parent Theories, please go to the Book 1 spoilery episodes, and I can, you know, you'll get our most up-to-date theories that in our actual real theory on who Sophie's dad is. So,
yeah. Or we could take that section from the spoiler and post it as another podcast episode. That's so possible. But yeah, you're right. Yeah,
I have to listen to the whole episode.
True.
Yeah.
Unless I can listen.
Oh, guys, announcement. That's going to be one of my YouTube videos. So if you go and subscribe to the YouTube channel and, you know, turn on the notifications like everybody always tells you to do, you'll get a notification whenever that's a video. So,
smart.
Yeah, go do that.
Let's do that.
Yeah. I got to make a note to do that.
We could also make different, like,
little clips.
Yes, okay. This is good. Yep. Because we could also make a very clear and not, like, very clear points why it is, why it isn't people.
Yeah. Based on
clips and that kind of thing. I think a Pinterest post.
Yes.
Okay. It's just, when do we find time for this stuff is the problem. Like, even earlier, we were talking about when we can record next, and I was like, JC, I have this week, and then I'm out of town again for, like,
right.
2-3 weeks straight. Well, not out of town, just, like, busy, then out of town, then. So, when we say we don't have time, we're not kidding. We're trying.
Yeah, and I'm babysitting siblings. Basically, all day hours, I'm babysitting. Like, I couldn't record if I wanted to, because I don't have a bedroom now, because I share with a one-year-old, and yeah, and he sleeps, you know, like 20 hours a day. And so, I can record in the garage. But it's boiling hot during daylight hours still. And, like, it's still hard to keep my siblings out, as you saw, because I had to pause for my sister. But, like, I can record at nights, but then, you know, a lot of nights Sydney has events and has trips and has, like, other stuff. So that's why we end up recording at 1 o'clock in the morning and very sparsely. Once I go back to college, it'll probably be a little easier because I won't have to navigate sibling schedules and I'll be more free and I won't be working full time and then I can just kind of coordinate with Sydney. But
the problem is then I will probably be working.
Yeah, she'll have a little bit
church
more
church band and
yeah,
boyfriend and etc. Yeah. So,
but literally anytime she's free at that point. So maybe we'll see. We'll see what happens. Anytime we get. All right, next email. I'm gonna try to stay focused a little bit more. Ooh, you guys probably hear that thunder. Alright, this is from, I assume your name is pronounced Annika, because I work with someone named Annika, so. This is, hi guys, my name is Annika, and I'm listening to your podcast episodes. I haven't watched all of them, but I want to tell you this. I was just rereading the first book, and I noticed something. In book one, when Sophie gets the pendant, I think Tiergan put it in her locker. She bumped into him during midterms, and he had a forced smile, which may not seem like much, but with the black sun, it could be anything. Sophie's locker is left open, and she never leaves it open. Now we know that Tiergan is a part of the black swan, meaning that he had access to Sophie's DNA to get in.
I like it.
That is brilliant. I love it. I bet that is canon.
I agree.
In my book, it is.
Is it? Did I imagine this? But was he on the wrong hall?
Well, like,
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that, like, he was.
When she bumped,
she was surprised he was there.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Now I want to look at that. I just read that to my sister the other day. Hold on. I bet I can find it real quick.
Because I don't know if he was in the wrong hall, or, like, maybe mentors just weren't in the halls generally then, but she was like, oh, you're here, and he's like, yeah, I was doing stuff. I keep getting, like, Tiergan and Tarek mixed up in my head, like, their personalities. Because they're both, like, sort of background guys whose names start with T, and then they have an E and an
Agreed.
I in there.
I do the same thing.
Tarek's personality, though. Remember that Tarek hates when you knock on doors?
Yep. I'm distracted because I'm looking for that one.
Yeah, you're good. Thing. Let me see if I can keyword search while you're flipping, if I beat you there.
Okay. I know it's, like, right here because I just read it to my little sister.
I like
saying...
Okay.
Oh, it's, like, right here. It? Where is it? No, I'm so close to it. I think...
sang the extended edition of the Wii song to my sister earlier today while she was on FaceTime. Is this in book one that we're talking about, or book two?
I think it's book one. Yeah, because, right?
I don't know.
It's book one. Okay, so it has to be after this stuff. After right here. Where is the picture?
Yeah. Where
is it?
Annika says it in her email. Mm-hmm.
There's a picture somewhere. I'm just looking for the picture of her with Grady and Adeline. Sorry for all this dead time. Do you want to pause it, JC?
Yeah, I'm going to pause the recording real quick, guys. Okay, I'm recording again, guys.
That's what I thought.
Guys. Okay, so it's like she's like walking. Cindy, you can say it because this is something you thought of. Go ahead.
I haven't found it. You read it. Okay. I found the page, but no, wait, I still didn't find the page. What?
I got it.
Oh, okay. I found the area. You go ahead.
This is Sophie during the midterms thing or whatever. She kept her head down as she slunk away, hurrying back toward her own wing, which is how she ended up plowing straight into Sir Tirgan. Sorry, she exclaimed as he struggled to regain his balance. He'd been moving fast, and they'd crashed pretty hard. She rubbed her forehead where it had slammed into his elbow. Sophie! He glanced around, thin line stretched across his brow. What are you doing here? I just came to drop off some gifts. Why? Is everything okay? So Sophie said that. He smiled, but it looked forced. Of course, I just didn't expect to run into you here. Especially so, literally. His smile turned real with his joke. So before that, it was fake and acting and scared. And then Keith showed up. Well, 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 who do we have here? Sophie's heart sank as she turned around, expecting to find Keith with lots of prying questions, but then it was Cassius.
Yep, and he's so nervous. Yeah, and then she actually, like, straight up runs into him.
Mm-hmm. And then Tirgan is like, Lord Cassius, do you really think I could be tempted back by a little girl, especially one performing so unremarkably in her sessions? And Sophie's like, oh.
Wait, hold on. Which wing? Oh, yeah, she was heading back to her wing when she runs into him, and he was heading away from her wing.
Right.
Yeah.
This is page 268, by the way, guys.
And well, it's 278. Oh, yeah, it's 268 on the normal edition. It's 278 on the fancy edition.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, that's
I love that. Thank you for pointing that out to our emailer.
That is amazing.
Or his name?
That's Annika. Yeah. I think of her. Okay. Yes. I work with an Annika, so. Anyways, next email from Kathleen.
That's great, Hi. Annika. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. From Kathleen. Hi, I'm a huge fan of your podcast. It's my favorite podcast ever, and I felt bad that I couldn't leave a review on Apple Music. 13 and tragically phoneless I am. So I'm really glad you guys have an email address I can use. I've been listening to your podcast for a little while, and I've managed to catch up really quickly. I love hearing you guys talk about Keeper, which is like my favorite book series ever, and I listen to you guys all the time. I'm pretty sure I listened to the character theme songs episode enough times to have everybody's songs memorized in order. I love
that. Aww. I loved her use of tragically.
I know.
I don't have a phone. I feel like I would be friends with her.
Yeah, literally. And she said, speaking of which, I actually have some songs for characters that I think fit. Here they are. So for Sophie, she put Stand By You by Rachel Platten. The lyrics that she put, because I'm going to stand by you, even if we're breaking down, even if we can't find heaven. I'm going to stand by you, even if we can't find heaven. Love, you're not alone, because I'm going to stand by you. And then she said, you've probably already figured out I'm a Keith Foster shipper by my song choice. LOL. Of course, you know, as all sane people are, sorry to all of the Fitzby shippers. I'm surprised you're still here, honestly. After the trashing of Fitz that we've done. Oh, those are
I have
times.
Some fun Fitz stuff to talk about in a minute.
Oh, boy. Is that going to be whenever we get to the Cellar Loon thing, or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Oh, you sent me that. That was amazing.
Wait, did I? We'll I did that. Send it to you. I forgot.
Okay,
yeah. Yes, I did.
Okay, we'll get to it. and then also, Still That Girl by Britt Nicole, also for Sophie. I actually know this song.
Oh.
You were young, you were
okay.
three.
Okay, wait. Fun fact, this is literally the first song I ever, like, loved. Growing Aww. Up, I would listen to it literally when I was, like, I know I was younger than 7 because you know that, doesn't it say 7 years? It's like 8 years ago or 7 years ago
something
or something
like that.
That.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm not even old enough to think about when I was that age or now 7 years ago, you know.
Ew, that's weird. Yeah, and now we are. Only like 11.
But I loved that song and I still, I love it. Okay. Sorry. Little the lyrics, side thing. Cindy loves Still That Girl and she loves Wing Feather Saga. But.
Little Cindy things. Let's see. The lyrics that she had a Brit Nicole
obsession.
Yeah, I think a lot of, like, young Christian girls did, honestly. Mm-hmm. All right, so the lyrics that Kathleen put were, you were young, you were free, and you dared to believe you could be the girl who could change the world. Then your life took a turn, and you fell, and it hurt, but you're still that girl, and you're going to change this world. And then,
beautiful.
Also, I Dare You and Enemy Fire, both by B. Miller. Just both songs are perfect for her. No lyrics that I can, like, read out, but that's what... Yeah, that's what Kathleen said. And then Keith, and in parentheses, I really love Keith. Well, we do as well, Kathleen, so. Bad Liar by Imagine Dragons, during the end of the Never Seen.
Ooh. I like that.
Or the end of the book Never Seen. I like that, actually.
Oh, I like that.
Go ahead.
Keith has a lot of Imagine Dragons, kind of.
Yeah, I like a feel to it.
And then so does Gisela, or Gisela, however you say it. I've switched between, but some of their songs, like What Is It Natural, is very Never Seen. But,
oh my goodness. Okay, yeah. I'm actually reading this excerpt from Bad Liar that Kathleen put for Keith is actually I Can't Breathe, I can't be what you want me to be. Believe me this one time, believe me. That's actually really perfect.
Aww. Oh, yeah. Man.
And then How We Do This by Sterling Knight, and she said it's just very Keith Foster. Everything You Want by Vertical Horizon, it's Keith just being like, Sophie, I'm here for you, I love you no matter what, why can't you see that? And she put the excerpt, he's everything you want, he's everything you need, he's everything inside of you that you wish he could be. He says all the right things at exactly the right time, and he means nothing to you, and you don't know why.
Oh, man.
Monster by Cassie Levy from the Frozen musical is just Keith post-unlock struggling with his new abilities.
Oh, interesting.
If I could tell her, oh, man.
No.
The expert. If I could tell her everything I see. If I could tell her how she's everything to me, but we're a billion worlds apart, and I don't know where to even start. If I could tell her. Oh, man.
That's good.
Yeah. And Let Her Go by Passenger.
No.
Keith at the end of Unlocked. Oh, man. Also, okay, this is JC's song edition, but you know the song Let You Go, Joshua Bassett, from the High School Musical, the musical, the series?
I have heard it. I don't remember it. JC, we need to make, like, a Keith Foster playlist and different things like that on the Forbidden Cities.
Yeah.
We need to do that. Because you can do that. We can do that anywhere, no matter how busy
Spotify,
we are.
Especially.
Yeah. We should do that.
But Let Her Go, Passenger, the line is like, I love you so much that I've got to let you go. It was good together, and I hope you find better. I can't forget us. Can't pretend we aren't broken. It was good together, but I've got to let you go.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I like the song Atlantis.
The beginning of it is like, yeah, go ahead.
Do you know the song Atlantis? Oh, that's like, hold on, let me find it. Continue, though.
I think Sorry. So. I think you've told me about
that
it.
That one's kind of similar.
The first couple lines of this is so pretty. Close the book before it turns to tragedy. Tear the treehouse down. Give up the fantasy. Nothing to regret since the day we met. Glad we took a chance making our own world perfectly imperfect like it had to be. I don't know who wrote this, but it's pretty. Sorry, what were you going to say?
The Let Her Go reminded me of the song Atlantis because it reminds me of kind of Keith Foster and Sophits, just in different ways. The lyrics are... she said, in my heart and in my head, tell me why this has to end. Oh, no, oh, no. I can't save us. My Atlantis, we fall. Like, that one, too.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, because of the head and heart thing.
Yeah, that's true. And then also, she said, Legacy by Keeper of the Lost Cities fandom. Yes, you read that right. There is a real, actual band dedicated to writing songs about Keeper, and their only song currently out is all about Keith Simpson. Listen to it. I promise you guys that by the end of it, you will want to cry.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to do that.
I think I watched this a long time ago. It can't be that long ago. It sounds familiar.
I think it's the same people, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I think it's the same people who, is this the same people who, make the YouTube fandom?
Oh, it might be them, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to listen to it.
I've tried to comment. If you guys see me in their comments, it's because I'm trying to, like, you know, interact with them a little bit so that other other fans who are on YouTube will be like, oh, cool, another Keeper channel. And then they can, you know, also like us. So if you see me in the comments, you can go and you can like a bunch of my, you can like my comments in the Keepalocity's fan base comment section. And then other people will see that there's a podcast and they'll come and look at our channel. So that'll be cool. Anyways.
I accidentally just started blaring in my ears one of their YouTube videos as I looked it up. It was just like, hi guys, welcome to the channel, like really, really loud, and I thought it was audible for a split second. They might faintly hear this in the recording, just faintly in the background, Sydney's eardrums being blown out.
Anyways, Kathleen says, I have, like, a bajillion other songs, but you can just go check out my profile on Spotify for, and she is following us, following the Forbidden Cities podcast, so anyone who wants to go check, you can look, find Demigod Slytherin Trainer in our followers, and, you know, you can see the Keeper of the Lost Cities playlist there.
I think I followed her. I feel like I looked at hers, or liked a playlist or something, right when we got that first email, but, yeah.
Oh, cool. This one is from, wait, did I tell you, this is from November, so, a long time ago, yeah. And then, also, she said, before I go, I want to list a couple of episode ideas, a lot of these are popular, movie casting, we've been recommended a lot, Book 9 theories, we're planning on doing that, Keith Foster versus Fitzy. We have to find a Fitzy to do that, and so far, I'm pretty sure they're mythical now, Also, thanks for doing that Myers-Briggs episode. I took the test after I listened. I'm an INFP, and by the way, me and Wiley are nothing alike, but I'm sort of like Mirella, but introverted, so I don't know. Yeah, I think Mirella is an ENFP. I don't know how much we knew back when we typed them, but I could definitely see Mirella as ENFP.
I think we typed her ENTP.
Oh, I could see that too. Something any. Yeah. I can definitely see the any. Yeah. Anyways.
Oh, any for sure. I think it's ENTP, though. Oh,
yeah.
By the way, look at your cognitive functions if you don't think you're an INFP. If you do, that's great. But tests are not the end-all, be-all.
There's more research to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, she also uses it for all the characters in her stories. She likes to write a lot. Us too. That's actually really cool. And it helps me to get in their heads a lot easier. So thank you. Anyways, sayonara, y'all. P.S. Before I leave, she asked for advice on making a podcast, which, I've gotten a couple of emails about that. If you do want tips, just email me, and I will, like, give you all of the information. There's a ton, and it would be really boring to just tell everyone, so, like, over the air. So, yeah, email me if you want advice. There's lots of details to it and behind-the-scenes stuff that people would find really boring unless you want to do it.
And I can tell you about, like, making visuals and that type of thing. So, JC tells you Sydney knows stuff. I can tell you that kind of stuff.
The marketing side. Yeah. And then she also said, me and my best friend are doing a Keeper podcast, and we're trying to come up with titles and stuff. Also, please read this on the podcast if you can. Well, hi, Kathleen, we can. So, yeah.
Do they say their podcast?
I got another email from her. She said, sorry to bother you guys, but a podcast I listen to called Decoding the Lost Cities wanted to let you know that if you're still looking, she found where Livy and Elwyn meet. Listen to her episode that says who she thinks Umber was, and you'll find it. Also, it's just a good podcast in general. So, Decoding the Lost Cities is apparently another good podcast. You guys can check that out. I think I listened to it. I don't remember anything about it. This was December. And then she said, two quick questions. When you say you're doing a series on the Never Seen, do you mean you're doing an individual episode for each member, or are you going to do what you did in part two of the Myers-Briggs episode where you just did them all together? No, we're going to do... So far, our plan is to do an individual episode for each of the main members. So, like, Fenton had his own, you know, Gisella will have one, Brent will have one, like, that sort of thing. And then, like, I guess if there's a collection of small ones that don't take a lot of time to analyze, like, I don't know how much material we can get out of, like, Trix or Umber, So those might be combined. Right, yeah. So those might be combined into, like, a the background never seen characters, but
we spend a lot of time talking about very small things, so you never know. We
might end up with a whole episode on tricks. We don't know.
Yeah.
So, anyways, okay, I gotta finish this email because I saw the end of it. And the two quick questions. The first one was that. Also, when are you guys gonna do the Exile spoiler episodes? You know, when we get to them. Yeah. So the thing about the spoiler episodes, the spoiler free episodes, like the ones that go point by point on each book, those take a lot of time to prep for because I do have to like read the books very in depth. Like I can't just kind of speed read or skim them. I go like a sentence at a time, like highlighting, making comments and annotating and stuff, and then I bring that to the episode, which makes it where there's a lot of like really cool material and stuff, but I do have to have a lot of free time to be able to do that. So I think the frog's trying to escape, Sydney. I hear something hitting the garage door. Yeah, you got yourself into this. Anyways. I'm speaking to the frog.
I wonder if we should wait to do the spoiler Exile ones until Stellar Loom comes out. Because then we can talk about whatever new information.
Yeah.
I mean, we probably will end up waiting. Yeah. Yes. We probably will end up, but that might be beneficial to wait until right after Stellar Loom, and then we can, you know, talk about the stuff from Stellar Loom if there's anything that connects to anything in Exile.
Yeah,
Everblade, so I guess it's more Never Seen, etc. Yeah, yeah.
Cool. And then what else? She said, I love hearing you guys connect the book to the rest of the series, and I'm pretty sure we have the same theory about something based on one of your comments about Morella's dad being a Guster. Cough, Morella's dad is Trix. Cough. Wait, is this a theory you had, Sydney? I haven't paid enough attention. I don't remember anything about Trix. I was just joking a second ago.
Wait, hold on.
I might have actually had this theory and, like, completely forgotten because I have memory problems now.
Well, it might just be that they're both Gusters, and so it's like, who else is a Guster in the series? Nobody.
Well, what Kathleen, or in this username is Cabin7, Slytherin, Empath, what they're saying is, like, we made some comment that made it sound like we also thought that.
Oh.
Which is very possible, and I have no memory of it.
Yeah. I don't remember thinking that for certain, but if they're both Gusters, my memory is, like, it's been a year since I've... close to a year since I've done all this stuff. But if they're both Gusters, it's very possible we were like, oh, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Sorry, guys.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast. I didn't have breakfast.
I did. I went on break and ate some food. Anyways, I didn't finish my food. It was sad. Anyways, now that I'm dying from water in my lungs.
Example of how my family's memory works, we went to an amusement park just the other day, and Kylie was talking to me. She said... this morning, she was like, what did we do yesterday? And I was like, Kylie, we went to the amusement park. And she was like, oh, I forgot. So,
yeah.
It's a thing.
Anyways.
Oh, it cut out. Okay, there we go. Sorry, that was a very random side story.
You're good.
Yep.
So, yeah, Felicity. Felicity is the next emailer. I'm losing my mind. Felicity sent the next email.
Felicity, I love your name. I have the Felicity American Girl doll, and I've always loved that name. Anyway.
Yes, I remember this is another random Sydney thing. My goodness. Let me check the weather really quick because the thunder is like shaking the house and I don't want to die from tornado without knowing that there was one.
JC's scared of tornadoes, guys.
JC is really scared of tornadoes. Okay, it looks like there's no tornado warning right now, so I'm fine. Back to the podcast. Felicity says, Hi, Sydney and JC. My name is Felicity, and I really love your podcast. I really like your interesting theories, especially your really great one about Tyrgan. See, I knew we said it. It actually makes so much sense. I also really appreciate that your podcast is Christian and that you guys are Team Keith. Thank you. I started reading Keeper.
I love how she puts those in the same sentence.
I know. Like, those are equal in importance, for sure. Keith and Jesus.
That's a joke, guys. That's a joke.
It's a joke. Don't come at us. Anyways, I started reading Keeper about 3 years ago when I was 11. I don't remember my first impressions exactly, mostly just how much I like Keefe. I also really love that your podcast has made me think so much more deeply about the series, and I started a notebook just for theories. I lost my spot, sorry. Because of you guys. In addition, one of my friends who is 2 years older than me started to think the series was kind of childish, even though she used to love it too. So I'm very grateful that you guys have shown me that older kids can love the Keeper of the Lost Cities books too. Oh my goodness.
I don't remember reading this one.
That's really so sweet. I also really like all of your great content on the Instagram page. Sydney, that is actually one of the main reasons I got Instagram, because I really wanted to see all the cool content you guys posted. Yay. That is all Sydney's doing.
There will be more soon,
hopefully.
She's
amazing.
Not really.
Also, I really like the character voices you do. I've been trying to read my little brother the series, or I've been reading my little brother's series, or at least trying to, and he is JC's brother's age. He also likes Dex the best, haha. I find it interesting that Fitz has an accent while his siblings don't, especially because elf babies are born talking, so I've always wondered if that means accents are like an inherited trait for elves, since human babies pick up accents when they learn to talk.
Yes. Doing the accent, I've been reading it to my little sister too, but doing the accent is kind of fun. Like, when it's Fitz, I'll be like,
put on your pretentious voice.
Hello, my name is Fitz.
But for continents.
It's like, you can't quite do British, you just have to make it up on the spot. You're like, I am Fitz, but we're cognates.
Make it as pretentious as you can, and it's like, that's Fitz, that's it, that's right.
It's fun to make up. It's like,
Yeah.
And then Keith is funny. He's like, whoa, dude, what you doing?
Imagine reading all of Keith's lines in a really hippie voice. Dude.
Dude. No, wait, what's the famous Keith line?
Back the T-Rex up.
what's a serious one? I can't be who you want me to be.
Oh no, wait, what was the other one? He's like, fix me, Foster, you're my only hope.
I'm crying.
No, we both have, like, no laugh tolerance.
Wait, Keeper the Lost Cities wiki, I need to do this.
Sometimes things have to get worse before they get better. Chaperone? That's gonna cramp my smile.
I don't know.
Here's another thing you can count on.
You'll never lose me. No matter how. All this. I don't know how to do. I'm Batman. I could be your hero any day. I can't do it quite. Now I just sound like a valley girl mixed with a surfer.
You did not just insult the hair. Because our family doesn't decide who we are. We decide who we are. Believe me, it drives my parents crazy. And sometimes that's the only thing that gets me through the day.
I crack a lot of jokes, Sophie, but that's just because it's easier, you know? It's no ideal. No, Foster, you look perfect. Foster. Always so horribly oblivious. I'm the gift.
Okay, guys, I hope you've enjoyed the solid 10 minutes of us reading Keith quotes in a hippie voice.
That's not even a hippie voice. I don't even know what that is.
That was entertaining. Hopefully you guys find that mildly entertaining. Otherwise, we just, you know, really annoyed you for several minutes.
I'm literally crying.
Too.
I know what you're putting as the beginning of the podcast.
I know what I'm putting as a YouTube clip.
Thank you for listening to the Forbidden Cities podcast. leave us a review and tell a friend about the podcast if you liked us. Email us with comments and episode suggestions at theforbiddencitiespodcast@gmail.com. And to follow us on Instagram, just search @forbiddencitiespodcast.